Back now with Day to Day. The world's biggest oil company just rang up what's believed to be the most profitable year for any company in U.S. history. Texas-based ExxonMobil Corporation reported it had a profit of more than $36 billion last year. It's the latest in a series of great profit reports from the U.S. oil industry. From Marketplace's Bureau in New York, Bob Moon joins us. Bob, these are very impressive numbers. Any surprises?
Well, Alex, actually, we could see this coming last week. We were watching the kind of windfall that a lot of other U.S. oil companies were reporting for the final quarter of 2005. We've already had Chevron, ConocoPhillips, Marathon, and Amerada Hess all reporting big profit increases. In fact, Marathon's earnings in the fourth quarter almost tripled. Earnings at Hess almost doubled. So these are very good times for the oil industry, and they are absolutely the best of times for ExxonMobil. As you mentioned, profit for the year of $36 billion. This past quarter was, in fact, the best on record for ExxonMobil. Profits up 27%. Over the last 3 months of the year, profit was $11 billion. It rang up total sales just short of $100 billion, and that's just over 3 months. And by the way, much of this record profit for the oil industry is coming from our wallets. We're paying at the pump for every barrel of oil processed into gasoline and other fuels. The average profit has widened out to a record of almost $11 per barrel.
You know, this is a terrific business story, but in all this, I think I've read a couple of reports that Exxon is displaying a sort of very modest approach to this, what one would think is just glorious news.
Yeah, ExxonMobil and the rest of the industry, for that matter, the earnings release today from ExxonMobil didn't really make much hay over this. They focused instead on a stock buyback plan. As you may know, there is a reason for this. It's a mixed blessing for not just ExxonMobil, but the industry in general, because there are moves in Congress to pass legislation that would impose a windfall profits tax on the oil companies. And so they're sort of trying to downplay this.
If ExxonMobil just got the biggest profit in history, does that make it the biggest company in history? How tied is this?
Well, it depends on which way you look at the numbers. ExxonMobil figures that its revenue for all of 2005 was $371 billion, and that would move ExxonMobil past Walmart stores as the biggest U.S. company by sales. And by the way, just to give you some idea of how big ExxonMobil is, what it made in sales for the whole year figures out to be more than the gross domestic products of Sweden, Taiwan, and Indonesia. So it's making a lot of money. Today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're finding out that Alan Greenspan didn't just have an effect on the U.S. economy, but on pop culture as well.
Well, thank you, Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.